Have you noticed shrubs are hot? They're popping up in bars and health food stores. We're not, of course, talking about little bushes, but the drink. And here in our resident chef, Kathy Gunst, has been mixing some up. She joins us now. And Kathy, I'm sure there are some people who, I mean, there's just a craze, but maybe in some parts of the country not. So what are they?
They are fruit-based drinks with the addition of vinegar. And although they're new and although they're trendy, they are, of course, also quite old. They were used when there was precious little refrigeration or no refrigeration. Colonial America used to pile fruit into a crock and then add vinegar to preserve it. So the basis of this is quite old. The vinegar sounds extremely weird to a lot of people. They're like, wait, what? It's got vinegar in it? And I say, open thy mind and you will be pleased. These are very thirst-quenching. They are delicious, just with a touch of seltzer, as you're about to find out. Okay. And there are many uses for them.
Well, let's do the, I'm picking here the, is it shiso?
Yes, that is actually my favorite. So shiso is a Japanese basil. It's a beautiful purple maroon leaf, very fragrant. You can use regular basil because it's not that easy to find. I happen to have a garden full of it because it grows like a weed. So what I did was, here's how you make a shrub.
Yes.
Okay. You take water and a little bit of sugar. It's not super sweet. Boil that up, and then you add any fruit you want. So in this case, I added the herb shiso, and then I added ripe plums. There's vinegar in there, and then there's seltzer.
You know what I'm reminded of immediately?
What?
Coloring Easter eggs.
How appetizing.
The vinegar.
Right, right.
But it's different. It was so different. It's vinegary, sweet, and fruity.
And very refreshing. Now, you could obviously take this a step further, and we might think of white tequila. We might think of white rum. You could add a fresh basil leaf on the side, a slice of cucumber, and you've got yourself a very sophisticated cocktail. What do you have next to it?
All right, this is the blueberry.
Blueberry red wine vinegar. So okay. I took fresh Maine blueberries. You could use frozen blueberries. Same technique, water, sugar, and boil it down. I add the blueberries. So immediately when you add the fruit, this sugar water is infused with this gorgeous blue-black color.
And by the way, is that water and sugar concoction, is that to make a series of these or just one?
No, for each one.
Each one.
I mean, you can make a big batch of syrup and then make them up. And then you add the fruit, in this case, the blueberries.
Oh, this is good.
Isn't that nice? Yeah. So here's something you can do with this, right? You could boil that shrub. I added red wine vinegar. It's really fun to match the flavor of the vinegar with the fruit. You could boil that down and brush it onto a pie crust for an apple pie or a blueberry pie.
I thought you were going to say brush your teeth with it.
But let me just tell you that a shrub, the name itself is derived from the Arabic word sharab, which means to drink. And it is this concentrated syrup, as I said, made from fruit, vinegar, and sugar. And it's traditionally drunk with water, but brandy, rum, tequila, anything you can think of, vodka, you can really play with it.
And also, I've noticed something else trendy, because these shrubs are made with vinegar. A lot of people have suddenly, here at work, apple cider vinegar bottles on their desks. I mean, apple cider vinegar is now being touted for all its health benefits.
Yes, it is. You will read about everything from it will help you lose weight, it will help diabetics, it's good for your gut. Some of these are true, some not so much. It won't hurt you. You don't want to be drinking tons of it. But the gold color one far aside there.
The shrub here, yeah.
Yes, that is a caramelized apple and apple cider vinegar shrub. And I added just a touch of fresh thyme, the herb. That's my ode to fall. It's almost like a candied apple.
Wow.
Isn't that rich? And
rich, I have to say, in such a light way. They're a little bit like the flavored seltzer water cans that you can get.
I think you can go even further to say this is anti-soda, satisfying, very few calories. And if some of those health benefits are true, it's a win-win.
Yeah. We also have a Concord wild grape balsamic.
Okay, that's my favorite. So wild grapes are very common all through the fall. So I picked wild grapes and I put them in there and I thought, oh, balsamic vinegar would be great. Yeah, give that a stir.
Yeah.
It looks like grape soda from here. lots of ice cubes. I really like that one a lot.
Well, just as we let you go, what else? What else might you, what you do with these?
So you can use them for savory cooking as well. For example, the Concord grape balsamic shrub. I cooked that down a bit. This is obviously before the ice and the water's added. I just cooked the syrup down, really cooked it down until it was thick enough to almost coat a spoon. And then I sauteed some scallops and threw a little bit of that in the pan and made this purple, sweet, sour sauce with the meaty, sweet scallops. It was fantastic. The caramelized apple shrub, you could add that if you're sauteing pork chops or grilling them, a little bit of that apple essence thrown into a pan to pair with pork would be fantastic. As the holidays are coming up, this is a very easy, quick way to make a gift and to use unusual ingredients in cocktails and mocktails throughout the season.
Shrubs with Here and Now resident chef Kathy Gunst. We'll have all her recipes, as always, at hereandnow.org. Kathy, thanks so much. I never thought I'd down vinegar that way, but there you go.
Right. It's pretty appealing. Try it.
Okay. And next, we'll throw back some soy sauce.